Listener Production.
Hi, it's Dan Flegg here with your news briefing. South Australian drug trafficker Dominic Perry has been found guilty of the 1994 bombing which killed a WA police officer. Perry sent a parcel bomb to Adelaide's National Crime Authority office in revenge over an investigation into his family's drug business. SA Police Commissioner Grant Stevens says it follows unrelenting efforts from investigators across Australia.
I'm relieved for the family that we've got a result that they were obviously hoping for, and I'm also hopeful that this result gives the family some ability to move forward. You never get over something like this, and we can't even begin to imagine the impact that this has had on the families of Jeff Bowen and Peter Wallace over the last 28 years.
Two more people have been charged in relation to the Texas truck tragedy, which has left more than 50 suspected migrants dead. The pair both facing smuggling-related offences, and they could face the death penalty if found guilty. Authorities regard the incident as one of the deadliest of its kind in US history. There's more jobs out there if the latest ABS data is anything to go by. More than 480,000 vacancies were reported in May, up by close to 50,000 compared with February. The retail sector reported the highest number of vacancies. And one in six Aussies are expected to buy a ticket in tonight's $60 million Powerball.
So we're halfway through 2022 and we've had 9 Powerball Division 1 wins that have taken home more than $311 million. But 5 of those 9 Division 1 wins have actually been in New South Wales, 2 in Victoria and 1 each in Queensland and Western Australia.
Matt Hart from The Lot there.
Listener.